With tensions escalating between Russia and Ukraine, Turkey is finding itself caught in the middle. Ankara, anxious to get Russian COVID vaccines and tourist revenue, faces a difficult choice as Kiev seeks to purchase Turkish-made military drones. With Ukrainian and Russian forces facing off over Ukraine's Donbas region, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has come out in support of Kiev.
As Turkey, we have clearly defended Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty. We believe that the current crisis should be resolved by peaceful means on the basis of international law and with respect for the territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Erdogan spoke during a recent meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The two nations have a defense cooperation agreement, and air defense analyst Ardar Mevlutoglu suggests Kiev is looking to expand its fleet of Turkish-made military drones.
Well, drones have become one of the most important elements or most symbolic elements of Turkish-Ukraine defense cooperation. Ukraine is one of the first countries that purchased Turkish drones, and it should be noted that the latest performance of Turkish drones in various conflict areas such as Syria, Libya, and Nagorno-Karabakh also seems to be stimulated Ukraine motivation in using and deploying those drones in the critical areas such as Donbas.
Turkish drone manufacturers are advertising their success in giving Azerbaijan a decisive advantage against Russian-backed Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. But the use of Turkish drones in Ukraine could raise tensions between Turkey and Russia, warns Hüseyin Bağcı, head of the Ankara-based Foreign Policy Institute.
I think if Ukrainians use Turkish drones against Russian tanks or cars, trucks, whatsoever, then we have a problem. It looks, of course, Turkey will sell maybe another 25 drones. The contract is there. But it is not so far that the drones are used at the moment. But if it is used, yeah, I consider this as a big problem for Turkish-Russian relations.
Recently, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned Ankara not to make further arms sales to Ukraine.
We urge all responsible countries that we communicate with, and Turkey is one of them, that we strongly recommend they analyze the situation and the Kiev regime's constant belligerent statements. We also warn them against encouraging these militaristic aspirations.
Meantime, Russia has temporarily suspended most flights and tourist travel to Turkey, citing concerns over COVID infections, though some analysts see the move as a sign of Moscow's pressure. Russian tourists usually visit Turkish resorts in their millions, generating billions of euros of income and millions of jobs. The pandemic has highlighted the complexity of Turkish-Russian relations. In an Istanbul clinic, vaccines are starting to run out. Erdogan earlier this month spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin over plans to supply and possibly co-produce the Russian Sputnik V vaccine. At the same time, the two countries are continuing to work together to resolve the Syrian civil war. Expert on Turkish-Russian relations, Zhao Gazimov of the University of Bonn says given Ankara and Moscow's shared interests, they have too much to lose despite tensions over Ukraine.
The cooperation with Ankara is so important for Russia with regard to Syria and also with regard to the situation around Karabakh that I don't think that Russia would be interested in further deterioration of the relations with Ankara. We see that the relations between Moscow and Turkey, they can digest the conflicts. So the cooperation is so multi-layered that it can overcome the smaller conflictual situation like this one now around the Ukrainian-Turkish military cooperation.
For now, analysts see Russia continuing to pressure Turkey over Ukraine, using vaccine cooperation as a reward and restrictions on tourist travel as punishment. Between politics and pandemics, Turkish resorts, normally packed with Russian sunseekers, are likely to remain empty for some time to come. Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul, Turkey.